707 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, glad to have you along. Text lines open as well at 343-0106. Of course, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and our website, FMTalk1065.com, where you'll find three big things, top news stories of the day. We'll get into those in just a second. First, check coronavirus by the numbers here at home and nationally. Dalton has the latest.
Thanks, Sean. And we start nationally, where we now have over 4.2 million total positive cases of coronavirus and just over 139,000 that have died due to COVID-19. Over the weekend, we added just over 200,000 new cases. The seven-day averages for America now at or near all-time highs for both testing and new cases. We're averaging nearly 810,000 tests per day over the last week and just over 66,000 new cases per day. That puts America at right around an 8.2% total positivity rate for tests. There were 2,773 deaths added nationally over the weekend. We're averaging 904 per day over the last 7 days. That's the highest that number has been since June the 3rd, but again, much lower than the number of deaths we were seeing back in April and early May. And according to the Atlantic's COVID tracker, we've now had over 51 million total tests reported nationally since the pandemic began. Here in Alabama, there are 77,351 confirmed cases in the state, and 1,428 have died from the virus. There are also currently 1,505 people hospitalized with COVID-19. We added 4,600 new cases over the weekend. The seven-day average has dropped to 1,641 cases per day, and we're averaging just over 9,000 tests per day. So for Alabama, that puts us at an 18.1% positivity rate, much higher than the national average of 8.2%. And that's something that you'll see in a lot of these states that are seeing new highs. Their percent of tests that come back positive are much higher than the national average. Also in Alabama, it was a deadly weekend. 71 deaths reported since Friday. Our seven-day average for daily deaths is at a high of 25 per day. On the local level, Mobile County added 396 new cases over the weekend and 5 new deaths. That brings the total to 7,193 cases, with 175 that have died in Mobile County. Baldwin County added 242 cases and one death. Their totals now stand at 2,665 cases with 17 that have died. Washington County, 272 cases with 10 deaths. Clark County, 432 cases with 9 deaths. Monroe County, 361 cases with 3 that have died from COVID. Kanaka County, 333 cases with 9 deaths. Escambia County, 812 cases with 15 deaths. Choctaw County, 258 cases with 12 deaths. And Wilcox County has had 384 cases with 9 that have died. And Jefferson County continues to see the most number of new cases of any county in the state. They added 706 over Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Also added 5 deaths this weekend. So Jefferson County now, the first county to have over 10,000 cases. They have 3,000 more cases than the next closest county, which is Mobile County. They've also had 202 deaths in Jefferson County, just about 27 more than Mobile County. And Montgomery County has seen their numbers kind of level off after they were the hottest county in the state for a while. Montgomery added 213 new cases over the weekend, but 7 new deaths. That's the most in the state. They now have 5,642 positives for Montgomery, with 137 that have died. And that's a look around the state and nation with coronavirus numbers.
Dalton, appreciate the update. Yeah, it seems like a very sad horse race of sorts, right? This county goes up, that county goes up, then the other one catches up, the other one passes that one, then it's another county. When we look at Birmingham, we look at Jefferson County, we look at Montgomery County, Mobile County as well in those numbers. I guess the only way we turn that corner is when we get a vaccine. We'll talk more about that coming up later this hour. Also, the vaccine out there for business and for the economy. I've been arguing that the liability portion of the Senate plan for CARES Act 2 is important. We'll see if that makes it as part of the plan that's rolled out today. We did hear yesterday from Mnuchin talking about $1,200 checks to Americans. Also, the question of unemployment benefits out there. All eyes are on the GOP majority in the Senate today as the leaders release the details of their coronavirus stimulus plan. Linda Kenyon from Westwood One has more.
The first thing we need to do is to renew the unemployment benefits, stand by the families that are working the hardest to keep their families together during this difficult time.
That's Senate Democrat Dick Durbin. He says while he believes extending unemployment benefits is job number one for the Republican majority, he's concerned the current $600 a week bonus will go away.
Republicans are arguing like the $600 a week is making everybody who's unemployed lazy for life. I don't believe that for a minute.
Republicans continue to say the enhanced unemployment benefit is a disincentive for people to go back to work. Representative Karen Bass disputes that on CNN's State of the Union.
There are a lot of people who are not going back to work because they know it's not safe. There's also an awful lot of people that don't have the jobs to go back to.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says the unemployment bonus is a non-starter.
We're not going to extend that provision.
Instead, he tells ABC's This Week, Republicans have a different unemployment plan.
To provide unemployment insurance extension that would be 70% of whatever the wages you were prior to being unemployed, that it would reimburse you for up to 70% of those wages.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls that plan unworkable.
The reason we had $600 was its simplicity.
She spoke on CBS's Face the Nation.
Figuring out 70% of somebody's wages, people don't all make a salary. Maybe they do. They make wages, and they sometimes have it vary. So why don't we just keep it simple? Unemployment benefits and the enhancement, which is so essential right now.
Pelosi told reporters last week the $600 a week bonus is not an extravagance. It helps put food on the table, and it helps people pay their rents and mortgages so they don't lose their homes. Republican Senator Ted Cruz tells CBS's Face the Nation Pelosi is off base on this.
You look at the $3 trillion bill she's trying to push. It's just shoveling money to her friends and not actually solving the problem.
The $3 trillion bill he refers to is the HEROES Act, passed by the House but untouched in the Senate.
The Republicans have had the HEROES Act for over 2 months sitting there in their chamber. Why would you wait until people are to the point of running out of their benefits?
Representative Karen Bass on CNN.
I want to know why you would let people suffer like this.
An awful lot of people need this help.
Larry Hogan, the Republican governor of Maryland, also serves as head of the National Governors Association. He was speaking on CNN's State of the Union.
We just got to get some bipartisan cooperation on both sides and sit down and hammer something out.
Linda Kenyon, Washington.
All right, 7:15, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Also over the weekend, from Seattle to Austin, Texas, protests turned to riots pretty quickly. And, of course, Portland did its Portland thing. We'll talk more about that coming up later on in the 8 o'clock hour when we turn up your voice at 343-0106. Plus, 18 new officers sworn in to Mobile Police Department. I saw that news late last week. And the passing of John Lewis and the events from yesterday in Selma, then on to Montgomery, to Washington today, and then back to Georgia. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a little bit. Plus, it was Hurricane Hannah affecting the Texas coast. We'll talk to Dr. Bill in detail about that and what else he's watching in the tropics. That's coming up. Plus, we'll check in with Larry Kirby this hour. Dalton, in sports, what are we going to do?
Well, the NBA and NHL will get their seasons restarted this coming weekend. But this past weekend, it was all about Major League Baseball as they got their 2020 season started, and the Atlanta Braves just walking all over the New York Mets yesterday. I'll let you know about that game and more coming up in sports. Also, University of Alabama golfers continue to do well on the PGA Tour. I'll let you know which Alabama alumni won the PGA Tour event this weekend. All of that and more coming up in sports.
All right, sports on the way in just minutes. Right now, we'll get ready to check headlines from WKRG.
This information update brought to you by 2U Tires, your local mobile tire shop bringing tires to you. Flat repair, mounting, and precision balancing for personal, fleet, even specialty cars. Call 2U Tires, 415-5500. The number 2, letter U, Tires.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloni with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile City bus services will remain shut down this week as the president of the Mobile Transit Union claims the buses are not safe. Antoine Maben is awaiting results of his own coronavirus test after his wife and daughter tested positive. Maben says 20 to 30 of the system's 100 drivers are not working as they either fight the virus or wait for test results. Fixed bus routes have been suspended through August 3rd. The body of the late Georgia congressman Congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol building today and tomorrow. Congressman Lewis, an Alabama native, was honored at a memorial service at Troy University on Saturday. A group demanding access to the Mobile Police Department's policy handbook is planning a protest this week. A demonstration is set for 9 o'clock tomorrow morning outside Government Plaza. Organizers of the protest have submitted questions for the city earlier this month. Those questions have gone unanswered. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5 this morning.
Mobile Bay Coins, how may we help you?
Hey, Ron, it's Dave. I need your help.
What did you do now?
Well, here's the story. So little brother brought me a really cool fishing rod, and I got to test it out last weekend, and I caught a huge speckled trout with a new lure I made.
I don't see the problem.
Okay, so Mama gave Mrs. Dave this beautiful pair of vintage gold dangly earrings. She got them from y'all. And so when the missus takes them off, she lays them right next to my tackle box.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I had the only 18-karat gold fishing lure on the boat, and now I need it fixed. Quick.
We can certainly get those earrings repaired for you.
Okay, Ron, I'm coming right over for the repairs, and maybe while I'm there, something nice for the missus.
We'll be ready, Dave.
Hopefully, you'll never be in the same situation as Dave. But when you want a unique, special gift for any occasion, your first choice should be Mobile Bay Coins. One-of-a-kind jewelry, knives of all types, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, and more.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, find them on Facebook and at MobileBayCoins.com.
From the Pierce Longfirm.com Traffic Center, we've had accident-free conditions for a while. Still seeing some delays now at Old Shell and 65, but Moffitt, Dalton, and Airport looking good. Tillman's Corner, Theodore, still no problems. And again, across the Bayway and the Causeway, it's a great ride from the Eastern Shore. The Pierce Law Firm is known for their hassle-free bankruptcy solutions, but they also can help with criminal and DUI defense. Allison Pierce has over 20 years' experience at PierceLawFirm.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Good morning, 719 FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Atlanta Braves crushed the New York Mets 14-1 to take their first series of the year, 2-1. Yesterday, the Braves hit 4 home runs. Dansby Swanson had a 2-run homer and tied a career high with 5 RBI. But it was Braves third baseman Austin Riley with the highlight of the night, a 458-foot left field bomb in the 6th inning.
That one is hammered left field. Way out of here, Austin Riley. Look out off the facade of that top deck. My goodness. And the Braves unloading on the Mets.
Tonight, Atlanta heads to Tampa for a 2-game series against the Rays. That's followed by 2 games in Atlanta against the same team. First pitch is set for 5:40. Yesterday, the Rays beat Toronto 6-5 in 10 innings. Tampa won 2 of 3 against the Blue Jays. In other games, Tyler Chatwood struck out 8, and the Chicago Cubs beat Milwaukee 9-1. Cubs won 2 games in the 3-game series. San Francisco beat the Dodgers 3-1 to split their 4-game series at 2 games apiece. The Pirates beat the Cardinals 5-1 to avoid a 3-game sweep. Seattle's Kyle Lewis hit a 2-run single in the 8th inning to put the Mariners over Houston 7-6. The Philadelphia Phillies hit 4 home runs but fell to Miami 11-6. The Marlins took 2 of the 3-game series but could have a major issue on hand. 4 Miami players have now tested positive for the coronavirus, leading the team to delay its post-game trip home amid concerns about a possible outbreak. For the near future, the Marlins will be without the services of starting pitcher Jose Urania, catcher Jorge Alfaro, infielder Garrett Cooper, and outfielder Harold Ramirez. Under MLB guidelines, the 4 players will be isolated from the team until they have 2 negative tests at least 24 hours apart, show no symptoms for 72 hours, and also receive approval from team doctors. Manager Don Mattingly said that the Marlins decided to wait until today to leave Philadelphia, and they plan to arrive in Miami just hours before their home opener against Baltimore. In golf, former University of Alabama golfer Michael Thompson won the 3M Open in Minnesota for his second career PGA Tour victory. It comes 7 years after his first victory. Thompson won the tourney by 2 strokes over Adam Long at 19 under par for the week. The win moves the former tied All-American from 151st to 39th in the FedEx Cup standings. Former St. Paul Saint and Crimson Tide golfer Robbie Shelton finished tied for 3rd alongside 8 other golfers at 16 under par. The 3rd place finish tied a career high for Shelton. Up next, the tour heads to Memphis for the WGC FedEx St. Jude Invitational. Round 1 is on Thursday. In NFL news, the New York Jets traded disgruntled safety Jamal Adams to the Seattle Seahawks. In return, the Seahawks sent the Jets 2 first-round picks for 2021 and 22. a 2021 third-round pick, and also safety Bradley McDougald. Jets also sent a 2022 fourth-round pick to Seattle. Adams requested a trade from New York after it appeared that the two could not come to an agreement on a long-term contract extension. The former LSU safety is one of, if not the best safety in the NFL. He's been selected for the last two Pro Bowls and made the All-Pro squad last season. In NBA news, the New York Knicks have reportedly hired Tom Thibodeau as their next head coach. Thibodeau and the Knicks have agreed to a five-year deal. Thibodeau was first hired as Minnesota Timberwolves coach and president of basketball operations. He was fired from them in the middle of his third season with the team last year. He'd been successful at his first head coaching job with the Chicago Bulls from 2010 to 2015. They made the playoffs every season, but failed to make the Eastern Conference Finals after Thibodeau's first year. His career record is 352 wins with 246 losses. 723 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
For the freshest fruits and veggies straight from the local farm at everyday low prices, make Allegri Farm Market part of your daily shopping routine. In Daphne, on Highway 181 at County Road 64. Fresh, local, Allegri Farm Market. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Gulf Coast can expect areas of showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Your business deserves better. Better internet, better phones, and better support. At C Spire Business, better is what we do best. With our business internet and phone bundles, you won't just get higher speeds, more reliability, and industry-leading VoIP phones. You'll get local experts who are there for you 24/7. So your business doesn't just run better, it is better. Find the best internet and phone bundle for your business at cspire.com/businessbundle.
Gun enthusiasts, are you looking for specialty guns you won't find at the big box store? Look no further than Mobile Shooting Center in West Mobile. If you need it, they can get it. With a knowledgeable staff and great customer service, Mobile Shooting Center is the place to go for a wide selection of guns and ammo. Get a complimentary mount and foresight with any gun or scope purchase. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Visit Mobile Shooting Center today, 9170 Airport Boulevard in West Mobile.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 724, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. On the way, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams will talk about our work week. Also, Hannah, that ended up being a hurricane by the time it went into Texas, and it's still soaking areas of Texas and Mexico. More details on the way. Right now, let's check in with Larry Kirby at LCM. Fresh week to work with, and I rode by the other day. Inventory, man, it was packed for vehicles, boats, and RVs.
Absolutely. We got all the above, you know, and we got more coming this week. So business has been good, but we keep being able to find vehicles that everybody's looking for. So our inventory stays good.
Well, okay, and here's one of the things that is like a pro tip from last week. Sometimes it's worth getting out there and just checking that inventory yourself day in and day out, because y'all get stuff online, but often things get sold before then.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of times, unfortunately, it takes the time we get them in and we get them serviced and checked out completely, get them detailed, and then get the pictures up. It's sometimes they're sold before the pictures ever hit the website.
It's because you got the right vehicles. You also got the right selection of financing. Talk about that.
Absolutely. We got great credit unions. The credit unions are real aggressive right now. They got tremendous rates, so that's the way to go right now.
All right. Give people directions to come check out that inventory and talk financing.
Highway 90 at Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, Sean.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. All right, you can check in as well for the three big things, top news stories of the day on the front page of our website, fmtalk1065.com. I thought it was something yesterday in a stark way when the body of John Lewis crossed the Edmund Pettus Bridge there with the horse-drawn caisson that had the casket in it. I thought it was very touching, and the silence around that yesterday. And then leaving Selma and going to Montgomery, where the body of John Lewis lied in state, and then moving to to Washington to do the same today and this evening, eventually ending back up in the Atlanta area and funeral on Thursday. Also in our top news stories of the day, a protest is planned for tomorrow, and this is back to a conversation we had last week with Mobile County Sheriff Sam Cochran, and then earlier in the week we had gotten a call from Paul Birch as well, Captain, with the Sheriff's Department about the policing questions here and the list of how Mobile Police Department deals with different things, their policies and procedures. There's a group locally that has asked for that. MPD has not given it to them yet, so they plan a protest at 9 tomorrow morning outside of Government Plaza. We'll talk more about that coming up. And Operation Warp Speed, as the virus vaccine is put now to the final test in thousands of volunteers. It's really amazing, the pacing of this, because this is something usually that would take years, and it has taken just months to get to this point. It's that Operation Warp Speed. We'll talk more about that as well coming up in just a little bit. Passing of Regis Philbin. You see that, Dalton?
Yeah. How sad is that? A legend.
You know, I mean, the guy has spent so much time on TV screens. I think somebody was saying this morning maybe more time on TV screens than anybody else. Regis Philbin passing at age 88. All right, Dr. Bill Williams on the way. We'll get headlines from WKRG coming up. And as always, text line is open for you at 343-0106, 343-0106. And if you're looking to check out shows from over the weekend, like Bill Finch's show, maybe Randy Bergen's show. Maybe you're looking for some sports with Dalton from Monday nights. They're all up there on the podcast page. Go to fmtalk1065.com and just click the podcast link. We'll be right back.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile City bus services will remain shut down this week as the president of the Mobile Transit Union claims the buses are not safe. Antoine Maben is awaiting results of his own coronavirus test after his wife and daughter tested positive. Maben says 20 to 30 of the system's 100 drivers are not working as they either fight the virus or wait for test results. Fixed bus routes have been suspended through August 3rd. The body of the late Georgia congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol building today and tomorrow. Congressman Lewis, an Alabama native, was honored at a memorial service at Troy University on Saturday. A group demanding access to the Mobile Police Department's policy handbook is planning a protest this week. A demonstration is set for 9 o'clock tomorrow morning outside Government Plaza. Organizers of the protest said they submitted questions for the city earlier this month. Those questions have gone unanswered. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5 this morning.
So you're moving. You found the perfect house not too far from town, but now how are you going to get your safe moved? Call Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at 251-479-WARD for a quote. It's what they do. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is your hometown source when it comes to locking up your valuables, and they know how to handle your safe with care. You've got enough to think about. Let Mike Ward's take the worry away. Call 251-479-WARD for a quote today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
A phase 3 trial of a possible COVID-19 vaccine began this morning in the U.S. with the first of 30,000 volunteers receiving shots. Half will be the vaccine, half get a placebo. Correspondent Elizabeth Cohen is in Savannah, Georgia.
Half of them will get a placebo that really does nothing, and in the end, they'll see what happens to those two groups. Is there any difference? They hope there is a difference, and that the vaccine protects people from getting sick or dying from COVID-19.
The White House is moving ahead with today's planned rollout of the Senate Republicans' $1 trillion coronavirus relief bill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi assails the GOP disarray as time-wasting during the crisis. Friday, millions of unemployed Americans will lose $600 in federal jobless benefits each week, and a federal eviction moratorium is coming to an end. Dow futures up more than 100. I'm Mike Moss.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Gold prices hit a fresh record today as investors continue to fret over the state of the COVID-19 battered global economy. Gold surged more than $32 to $1,929, breaking a record last set in September 2011. Some analysts say the never-before-seen level of $2,000 an ounce is within reach. In an abrupt move over the weekend, the UK put Spain back on a list of countries it deemed unsafe for travel. Gold has also gained on rising tensions between the U.S. and China. Australia's competition regulator today accused Alphabet's Google of misleading consumers to get permission for use of their personal data for targeted advertising, seeking a fine in the millions and aiming to establish a precedent. Regulators accused Google of not explicitly getting consent or properly informing consumers of a 2016 move to combine personal information in Google accounts with browsing activities on non-Google websites. On Wall Street, futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Shopping should be fun, but that's tough when you're worried about credit. At Aaron's, we make it quick and easy. Before you go, head to apply.aarons.com to discover your leasing power. You'll immediately know how much you're approved to lease to own. Just apply from your phone or computer, then visit your local Aaron's to shop top brands like Samsung and GE with the confidence of knowing you're already approved. Aaron's, easy, beautiful, affordable. Approval is valid only at assigned store location. Not all stores participating. Approval is not guaranteed. Some restrictions apply.
Hey folks, this is Randy Bergen, host of Southern Fairways Golf Show, presented by McConnell Automotive. Well, not a whole lot happening in the world of sports, but golf is cranked back up, and we'll keep you up to date on the happenings, as well as have some great guests, and we'll keep you entertained with some unexpected giggles. Don't let anybody know, but you can also watch us on Facebook and YouTube. So tee it up with us this Sunday, starting at 11 a.m. for Southern Fairways Golf Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Let's talk about the weekend and weather that was. Hannah picked up some strength and was a hurricane when it went in.
Yeah, you know, the water temperatures right along the coast there in Texas were nearly 90 degrees. And with conditions that are rather favorable in the upper atmosphere, the storm really generated and really built up to a minimal hurricane. And it got up, in fact, up to 85, 90 mile per hour winds just at landfall. Right now, it's a big rain event, and Hannah is now a tropical depression over northeastern Mexico around Monterrey. And those areas now are higher in elevation, and that's really going to produce some torrential rains in that part of Mexico. But that's out of the picture, although the tropical air that was brought into the northern Gulf Coast is still around our area. Yesterday, some very heavy rains across Louisiana and into Mississippi, and it just stayed to the west of us. So we only had a trace at the airport, although some areas did get a brief downpour now and then. But we now have an upper air disturbance that's over Mississippi and Alabama, and that's going to help produce scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms. We're going to see that today, especially in the afternoon, keeping temperatures in the 80s, around 87 for the high today. Now, tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms are possible. We'll see a low in the low 70s. And then tomorrow, with that upper air disturbance in our area, we'll see another round of showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. And again, keeping temperatures in the 80s, about 86 degrees for tomorrow. On Wednesday, we start to see a bit of an improvement. We'll still have quite a few showers and thunderstorms for Wednesday, with a high in the upper 80s. And then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, high pressure will build over the Gulf and along the Gulf Coast. And as a result, we'll see mostly sunny skies for Thursday through Saturday, and just some isolated afternoon thunderstorms. Temperatures, though, will climb back up into the lower 90s. And Sunday, we should have plenty of sunshine with a few afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. So it's sort of back to normal for the second half of the week with those temperatures in the 90s.
What about the tropics elsewhere? What are you watching out in the Atlantic?
Yeah, it's getting a bit busy out in the Atlantic. We do have a very large tropical wave about midway between Africa and the Caribbean. Conditions in that area now are favorable for intensification or organization, and we expect that this one could become a tropical depression or tropical storm over the next couple of days, with a likely track taking it to the Leeward Islands and possibly in around Puerto Rico as we get to the end of the week and the weekend. We also have another very sizable tropical wave coming off the African coast, and it's going to follow the one that I just talked about. And so we do have sort of a parade setting up now out in the Atlantic.
Now, Dr. Bill, we're still not even close to the peak of hurricane season.
It's a long way off yet, Sean. Not till the middle of September. And we've still got the entire month of August to go, and we have the potential out there of a couple more named storms over the next few days.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert. Been forecasting along the Gulf Coast for four decades now. That's one of the great reasons to have him on board. And, of course, he's doing the weather 24-7 here at FM Talk 106.5, but watching the tropics all hurricane season long. All right, 7:38, let's check your ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning from the Alliance Roofing Traffic Center. For now, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. Plenty of radar along I-10 from Loxley to Daphne, but the Bayway and the Causeway looks good. Finding heavier traffic along Halls Mill near Demetropolis and Government, but again, northbound 65 from Preacher to Saraland, it's a good ride in. Are you shopping for floors? Well, Bama Flooring in Robertsdale is a place to go. They have over 400 options in waterproof flooring. They're offering great savings store-wide. It's Bama Flooring, big enough to give you the deal, small enough to know your name at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Alabama is feeling the economic pain caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Small businesses provide most of the jobs in our state. They've been hit hard, and they still need our help. But with Alabama jobs and livelihoods on the line, Senator Doug Jones played politics. Jones sided with far-left Washington politicians like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, delaying critical assistance for small businesses. Alabamians were counting on Senator Jones, but he and the D.C. liberals left our workers high and dry. Now Alabama small businesses need help with tax relief, and they need Senator Jones to step up. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Urge him to pass S-3596, the Safeguarding Small Business Act. Vote to provide tax relief for small businesses and start protecting Alabama jobs. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
At Roy Lewis Construction, we're in the business of adding value. Whether it's working with you to meet your unique business needs or making investments in our community in lasting ways, providing unparalleled value and quality in every commercial construction project. When planning your next commercial project, reach out to Roy Lewis Construction. We'll pair you with a designer that best suits your project needs and work with that designer to balance the best architectural outcome with the best budget outcome. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com. Building legacies, one relationship at a time.
Right, 7:40, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Monday, along with Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill, and Kane with traffic, plus our 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. If available, would you get a vaccination for COVID-19. You know, you've got Operation Warp Speed here. You've got a really frenetic pace that has been set here on getting the vaccine. If it were available today, would you get it? Vote online on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. Also, check it out on our Facebook page, facebook.com/FMTalk1065. And it's amazing the pace that it has been set here on this kind of Manhattan project, this Operation Warp Speed, when it comes to vaccine development against COVID-19. Jim Roop from Westwood One has more.
To understand just how quickly vaccine development has gone, we have to understand, says World Health Organization Chief Scientist Dr. Soumya Swaminathan.
Vaccine development is normally quite a lengthy, complex, and laborious process.
It starts, she says, in the laboratory.
Then it goes to small animals like mice and hamsters and guinea pigs. Then normally it goes into larger animals and non-human primates like monkeys before it comes to human beings. In this case, of course, a lot of these steps have been accelerated.
At warp speed, it usually takes years to get from the petri dish through animal trials, but development with some of these candidates reached human trials 2 months after the genetic sequence was first released by the Chinese. With human trials, we primarily hear about phase one and phase three, but there are four phases of vaccine development. Phase one is when human trials begin. That's the group of 30 to 50 people testing to see if the vaccine candidate is safe. No dangerous side effects. All phases have safety in mind, but then in phase two, says Dr. Swaminathan, hundreds of human volunteers test for what's called immunogenicity.
Immunogenicity means the capacity of the vaccine to elicit a strong immune response.
Phase three is when the effectiveness of the vaccine is measured.
Phase three is the most important trial because that's the one that gives you the answer about whether or not a vaccine protects you from that disease or not.
Tens of thousands are involved in this phase, and the universe of volunteers is also more diverse. The FDA puts the minimum effectiveness of a vaccine, to call it a success, at 50%. Dr. Swaminathan says the WHO would like to see 80% or higher. Then phase four is when volunteers are followed for years to come, even after the vaccine might be in wide distribution. Phase three trials of some of these vaccine candidates start this week. And Dr. Swaminathan says it is likely that a vaccine will be approved in the next 6 months or so. I'm Jim Roop.
All right, I'd love to hear from you. Let us know on the Facebook page or through the website, fmtalk1065.com. If available, would you get a vaccination for COVID-19? You can vote right now, front page of fmtalk1065.com. On the way, Dalton's got sports, plus in the 8 o'clock hour, turning up your voice at 343-0106. That's the same number for the text line that's open for you right now. All right, right back with headlines from WKRG.
Sound familiar? Lines down? No internet? Tired of that spinning computer circle? Let's face it, service outages happen. Hurricane season, Gulf Coast storms, road construction where maybe a backhoe digs up the transmission line. We know bad things can happen, even with the best plans intended. Have you asked yourself, how important is the internet to your business should it go down? Did you know most of today's phone systems require internet? Do you have a plan in place to keep your phones up and your employees productive? Hi, Chuck Nylander here with Harbor Communications, and I'm excited to offer our internet failover service utilizing the latest in cellular technology. Harbor's internet failover service comes complete with auto failover programming when combined with our fast fiber internet services. The best part is our basic service starts as low as $44.95 per month. Data and term restrictions apply. That's a small price to pay for business continuity. To learn more, call us today or visit us online at harborcom.com. Harbor Communications, always about the customer.
Confidence. Peace of mind. A way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile City bus services will remain shut down this week as the president of the Mobile Transit Union claims the buses are not safe. Antoine Maben is awaiting results of his own coronavirus test after his wife and daughter tested positive. Maben says 20 to 30 of the system's 100 drivers are not working as they either fight the virus or wait for test results. Fixed bus routes have been suspended through August 3rd. The body of the late Georgia congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol building today and tomorrow. Congressman Lewis, an Alabama native, was honored at a memorial service at Troy University on Saturday. A group demanding access to the Mobile Police Department's policy handbook is planning a protest this week. A demonstration is set for 9 o'clock tomorrow morning outside Government Plaza. Organizers of the protest said they submitted questions for the city earlier this month. Those questions have gone unanswered. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5 this morning.
One of the simplest ways a business can help increase workplace protection and safety is by installing plexiglass barriers to create a physical separation between employees and the public. These acrylic partitions are made locally at Alpha Plastics in Mobile. They have the materials on hand to produce any size partition, including your cutouts if needed, for use in schools, restaurants, cashiers, and reception areas. Even portable shields needed for client meetings that are outside the office. Hey, skip the long wait of ordering online or from out of state. Alpha Plastics clear acrylic shields are stronger than glass, but much lighter, easier to move, and can remain a permanent protective barrier for years to come. And they're affordable, helping you get your business open, and stay safe. Call Alpha Plastics today at 471-1130. That's 471-1130. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
When your car breaks down, you call a local mechanic, right? Well, when your computer system breaks down, you need to call the local experts at Tech Solution. Tech Solution is the choice for managed IT service, networking, computer repair, and cybersecurity. TechSolutionLLC.biz is your solution to getting back in business fast. Call Tech Solution before the next crash happens and save your business time, stress, and money. Find them at TechSolutionLLC.biz or on Facebook. That's TechSolutionLLC.biz.
Good morning, 748 FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. And we start with Major League Baseball, where yesterday the Atlanta Braves crushed the New York Mets 14-1 to take their first series of the year 2-1. Yesterday, the Braves hit 4 home runs. Dansby Swanson had a 2-run homer and tied a career high with 5 RBI. But it was Braves third baseman Austin Riley with the highlight of the night, a 458-foot left field bomb in the 6th inning.
That one is hammered left field. Way out of here, Austin Riley. Look out off the facade of that top deck. My goodness. And the Braves unloading on the Mets.
Tonight, Atlanta heads to Tampa for a 2-game series against the Rays. That'll be followed by 2 games in Atlanta against the same team. First pitch set for 5:40. Yesterday, the Rays beat Toronto 6-5 in 10 innings. Tampa won 2 of 3 against the Blue Jays. In other games, Tyler Chatwood struck out 8, and the Chicago Cubs beat Milwaukee 9-1. Cubs won 2 games in the 3-game series. San Francisco beat the Dodgers 3-1 to split their 4-game series at 2 games apiece. The Pirates beat the Cardinals 5-1 to avoid a 3-game sweep. Seattle's Kyle Lewis hit a 2-run single in the 8th inning to put the Mariners over Houston 7-6. The Philadelphia Phillies hit 4 home runs but fell to Miami 11-6. The Marlins took 2 of the 3-game series but could have a major issue on hand. 4 Miami players have now tested positive for the coronavirus, leading the team to delay its post-game trip home amid concerns about a possible outbreak. For the near future, the Marlins will be without the services of starting pitcher Jose Urania, catcher Jorge Alfaro, infielder Garrett Cooper, and outfielder Harold Ramirez. Under MLB guidelines, the 4 players will be isolated from the team until they have 2 negative tests at least 24 hours apart, show no symptoms for 72 hours, and also receive approval from team doctors. Manager Don Mattingly said that the Marlins decided to wait until today to leave Philadelphia, and they plan to arrive in Miami just hours before their home opener against Baltimore. In golf, former University of Alabama golfer Michael Thompson won the 3M Open in Minnesota for his second career PGA Tour victory. The win comes 7 years after his first career PGA Tour victory. Thompson won the tourney by 2 strokes over Adam Long at 19 under par for the week. The win moves the former tied All-American from 151st to 39th in the FedEx Cup standings. Former St. Paul Saint and Crimson Tide golfer Robbie Shelton finished tied for third alongside 8 other golfers at 16 under par. The third place finish tied a career high for Shelton. Up next, the tour heads to Memphis for the WGC FedEx St. Jude Invitational. Round one is set for Thursday. In NFL news, the New York Jets traded disgruntled safety Jamal Adams to the Seattle Seahawks. In return, the Seahawks sent the Jets a king's ransom, 2 first-round picks for 2021 and 2022, a 2021 third-round pick, and also safety Bradley McDougald. The Jets also sent a 2022 fourth-round pick to Seattle. Adams requested a trade from New York after it appeared that the two would not come to an agreement on a long-term contract extension. The former LSU safety is one of, if not the best, safety in the NFL. He's been selected for the last 2 Pro Bowls and for the first time made the All-Pro team last year. In NBA news, the New York Knicks have reportedly hired Tom Thibodeau as their next head coach. Thibodeau and the Knicks have agreed to a 5-year deal. Thibodeau was fired as Minnesota Timberwolves coach and the president of basketball operations in the middle of his 3rd season with the organization in 2019. He'd been successful at his first head coaching job with the Chicago Bulls from 2010 to 2015. The Bulls made the playoffs every season, but failed to make the Eastern Conference Finals after Thibodeau's 1st year. His career record stands at 352 wins with 246 losses. 752 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Gulf Coast can expect areas of showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Have you been harassed by sun rays while driving home from work? Did you get hot in traffic through no fault of your own? If so, you need to call the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting, 802-1234. There's no need to continue applying sunscreen to just the left side of your body. Let a quality ceramic, no-fault, lifetime guaranteed tint from ProTint protect you today. Call 802-1234. The work provided by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting is equal to, and in fact, greater than, the work performed at other window tint places. Not all homes are the same, and neither are all pest control companies. Wildlife Solutions Pest Management has built their business on relationships, a local independent dealer using higher quality products to get better results, treating indoor and outdoor pests, including mosquitoes, roaches, and fleas. If you're tired of the big bug guys raising prices and lowering their service, call the local experts, Wildlife Solutions Pest Management, 654-6778. Wildlife Solutions Pest Management.
For the Spring Hill Toyota.com traffic center, accident-free conditions continue. Smooth ride across the Bayway, eastbound and westbound I-10. If you're traveling from Daphne all the way to Loxley, no delays. Just watch your speed again. Northbound 65 near Spring Hill, Moffitt, and Dolphin at 65. Lotus CBD and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street across from the golf course. They've recently added over 150 new items. They also now serve all-natural Albus CBD soda on tap. More surprises coming. Find them on Facebook. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 754 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. On this Monday, coming up next hour, your chance to turn up your voice at 343-0106. Also mentioned, television host Regis Philbin dying at age 88. Pat Piper from Westwood One has more.
He hosted the game show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and the morning talk shows Live with Regis and Kathy Lee and Live with Regis and Kelly. He was an alumni of Notre Dame and in 2015 delivered a commencement address at nearby Trine University with some advice.
Even after a bad mistake, if you make one, or a disappointment, the true test is how you face the next day. You get up, you show up, and I promise you, you will soon cheer up.
Reaction on Twitter. Kathy Lee Gifford, there will never be another. And President Trump says Regis Philbin has passed on to greater airwaves. I'm Pat Piper.
Right, so Regis, wow, dead at 88. I think somebody would say he had spent more time on camera than any other living host out there, just for all the different shows he did in the 23 years of his Regis and Kathy Lee show.
Yeah, actually holds the Guinness World Record for the most hours on American television. I know I and my family watched hours and hours of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? I remember Regis saying
good,
that.
Pretty good Regis.
Thank you. Yeah, and I think, you know, even though he did have that morning show with Kathy Lee and then, what, Kelly after that, and I can't even remember Kelly's last name, but...
Ripa.
Ripa, thank you. But I don't think he would have been nearly as popular if not for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and he certainly kind of had like a fatherly role or even grandfatherly role on that show, which just exploded in popularity. I mean, do you remember how popular that show was back when it...
Show was big, but I think I probably watched more of the clips of his morning program, and that all came from the fact that I was a big Dave Letterman fan, and Letterman was obsessed with Reege, as he called him, and it came from that place. But yeah, so one of those faces of American television that is gone here in 2020. All right, coming up next hour, lots to talk about with you at 343-0106. As a couple things, the riots continued over the weekend in several cities. Not every city. I know the problem is you watch national news and you think it's every city. It's not, but several cities in the country continue to be out of control. We'll talk about those. Also, our online opinion poll question, if available, would you get a vaccination for COVID-19? Now, Dalton, this is something we've talked about since the word go. Mm-hmm. As hard as they're working on the vaccine, it's really amazing, the pacing that's gone on here with this Operation Warp Speed. But if it's ready... Just anecdotally, I've talked to a lot of people who said they wouldn't take the vaccine. So are they going to work and get these vaccines done, and then people are not going to take them? Let us know what you think when you vote online, front page of FMTalk1065.com, plus when you talk to us next hour. All right, 7:57, we'll be right back.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile City bus services will remain shut down this week as the president of the Mobile Transit Union claims the buses are not safe. Antoine Maben is awaiting results of his own coronavirus test after his wife and daughter tested positive. Maben says 20 to 30 of the system's 100 drivers are not working as they either fight the virus or wait for test results. Fixed bus routes have been suspended through August 3rd. The body of the late Georgia congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol building today and tomorrow. Congressman Lewis, an Alabama native, was honored at a memorial service at Troy University on Saturday. A group demanding access to the Mobile Police Department's policy handbook is planning a protest this week. A demonstration is set for 9 o'clock tomorrow morning outside Government Plaza. Organizers of the protest have submitted questions for the city earlier this month. Those questions have gone unanswered. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5 this morning.
This is Heather Humphreys, formerly of Collision Experts. For those of you who missed me, I'm back. After operating a collision center for 20 plus years, I'm excited to announce my new shop, On-Site Auto Solutions on Halls Mill Road near I-10. I've been assisting customers with their auto body repair since 1993. Your scratched door, dented hood, or full detail, we're here to help. On-Site Auto Solutions. Call 209-6114. Excellent work, top-notch service, and at an affordable price. On-Site Auto Solutions, 209-6114.
Though the world may change, the mission of Southern Cancer Center will not. Our patients come first, as they always have. It's just our culture. As the area's only community-based oncology practice, our physicians specialize in one thing, cancer. Through early detection, prevention, and survivorship, we provide comprehensive care by delivering cutting-edge therapies, personalized treatment plans, and the respect every patient deserves. See what makes Southern Cancer